every year I meet with the Farm Bureau when they come to town. There are probably 100 farmers. They go to their conventions and conference in the course of the several days. I meet with them at usually it's 7 or 7:30 in the morning, earlier than any group wants me to come and speak, and just gave them an update this year on where we're going with this farm bill. And we're going to stay on schedule. I hope that the farm bill we're living under now expires September 30th, and we need to make sure that Chairman Roberts and Senator Stabenow get moving on this. The good thing about the Agriculture Committee is it's not especially partisan. It's more regional. I mean, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Kansas agriculture are very different from Southern agriculture, and because Chairman Roberts is from the Midwest and Chairman Stabenow, Ranking Member Stabenow, is from Michigan, we have a lot of things in common and can do a lot of good work on the conservation title, on the food title, on some of the safety net programs that matter so much to farmers in the Midwest.
What specific topics from the Farm Bill were people interested in talking about?
Well, I think primarily people want to know what's going with the safety net. And I work, everything is bipartisan in this committee. I'm a Democrat. I work with Senator Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, on the agriculture risk coverage program that we got in the last Farm Bill. We need to update that so when prices are low as they've been over the last number of years, or if weather patterns are such that production's down, the safety net is there for farmers. To the tune in the last year or 2 years ago, I think it was $400 million, 100,000 farmers in Ohio alone benefited with $400,000 in safety net risk coverage program. And it makes a real difference when, you know, farmers have 2 or 3 or 4 years in a row with low prices, as we've seen.
You also mentioned conservation and nutrition. Talk a little bit about why that's so big in the Farm Bill, too.
Well, the conservation title is so important. I'm working right now with a new conservation bill with Senator Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, and Senator Grassley, a senior Republican from Iowa, to make sure that we do conservation the way that I know farmers want to, where farmers get incentives to plant filter strips along tributaries or to widen the filter strips, where we do crop coverage in ways that will reduce runoff. Farmers, and we know in Northwest Ohio, especially in the Maumee River Basin, is the largest river basin draining into any of the Great Lakes, 4 million acres, and we know what happened in Toledo, where Lake Erie is only 30 feet deep, Lake Superior 600 feet deep, to get some context there. So Lake Erie is more vulnerable. The algae blooms are a serious problem and have been on and off for a number of years. And farmers want to contribute to fixing that and making sure the conservation programs work. And we've seen that they do generally.
And the bill introduced that you just mentioned, talk a little bit more about that and kind of what that will entail.
Well, make sure that the CRP program, the Conservation Reserve Program, is working as intended. It targets the most sensitive land for removal from production, and that should improve water quality, and it means taxpayer dollars are used more wisely, but it makes the most productive farmland ineligible for CRP enrollment. So we want the areas that are the most important for conservation, we want to incent farmers to put that out of production and use it in this program, but the areas which are most productive, we want farmers to be able to continue to make profits from. And we all also increasingly want farms, I mean, I've done maybe 50 roundtables over the years with farmers in all corners of the state. My staff's done probably another 100 of them to listen to what farmers have to say. And one of the things they say is they want to plant to the market, not to the program. And that's sort of, we've sort of evolved into that in the last number of years.
How will this benefit farmers in agriculture?
It'll benefit farmers because it will mean their best, most productive lands will stay in production, and the lands that are less productive that might play a role in conservation, especially with filter strips and other ways of doing conservation programs, can fill that function. So this is something farmers have asked us about in some of these meetings, and it's something that makes sense for taxpayers, makes sense for these farmers, and makes sense to keep Lake Erie clean.